Belinda presents this unabridged recording of North and the Only One, written by Vashti Hardy and read by Elizabeth Brennan. Rose was 12 years old, or so she was told. She had woken up 14 days ago from a seemingly endless slumber and could not remember a moment, not a whisper, of the time before. On that first day, she had not even known her own name. Awakening day, as Rose had decided to call it, had felt like stepping through a fog-filled doorway. She knew there was a full picture behind her, yet the door had shut completely in her wake, and there was absolutely no going back. The key was lost to the other side. So there she'd lain, impossibly, on a beautiful patchwork quilted bed, blinking at the dappled sun mottled through the lace curtains, surrounded by almond blossom wallpaper. A white ceramic jug was placed on the dresser, clothes folded with pencil-sharp precision on the chair, stone figurines of cats sat on the windowsill, and a wheat-brown teddy bear with an enigmatic grin lay beside her, all in a bedroom that was most certainly hers. Wasn't it? At first, she was convinced she was in a dream, and she remained like a slab of stone, letting her eyes do the initial exploring. The words for what she was seeing felt familiar, drizzling through her mind like honey from a spoon, yet also awry, as if she was existing in a china bowl that had once been perfect, but which had been dropped and broken into several pieces, then mended so the fractures were undetectable. Almost. Because why couldn't she remember anything? Her bones were stiff, as though she'd been in a slumber for 100 years, like that story. What was it? The tale of the girl who had pricked her finger on a spinning something or other in a wonderful palace where she'd fallen asleep for 100 years. Sleeping wonder? Sleeping beauty? She caught sight of herself in the long mirror beside the dresser as she pushed away the covers and stood. Short stature, red hair, plump cheeks, eyes green, a scowl of confusion. She wasn't Sleeping Beauty. She wore some sort of nightdress, white and long like a ghost or spectre. Perhaps that's what she was. A pair of fur-lined slippers waited in line beside her feet. She slipped them on. It seemed like the order of things. She grasped the arm of the teddy, something in her mind remembering she was too old for it, but nonetheless it was her only companion to cling to at this moment. Next, the door. Thinking back, 14 days later, Rose wondered why she hadn't looked straight out of the window to take in the city, her apparent place of residence. Might the memories have slotted into place more quickly if she had? Maybe. But, at the time, all she could think about was the immediate cocoon in which she found herself, and this word she couldn't shift, sticking to her thoughts like a spider's web. Home. The brass handle of the room in which she'd awoken was cold in her hand, the inky darkness pooling beneath the doorframe, enticing, yet daunting. Every action her body took felt as though she'd done it 1,000 times before. But why did it all feel so new? She pushed the door open. Beyond, lights flickered on in shaded lamps on the hallway walls. The passage was warm, with comforting wooden floorboards and candy-striped wallpaper to one side.